Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to class. This is Monday morning, Kenneth Copeland Bible College. That still really gets to me. My name on a Bible, come on. But good. Welcome to class. Glory to God. We are going to be talking about the importance of healing. I'm talking about divine healing in anyone's life that's called into the ministry. Even if you're not called into the fivefold ministry, you know, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, just as a believer, you are called into the healing ministry. And we won't start here this morning, but you remember the Great Commission, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Those that believe will be saved, those that don't won't. Remember that? In my name, he said. I mean, this is just before he left the earth. And he didn't have a big smile on his face. Let's turn there. The Lord changed directions in the first 2 seconds here. Mark. And then hold your place in Matthew 10. We'll go back there. Sixteenth chapter of Mark. Verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. Now listen to this. He upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was arisen. He wasn't all this kind to them right now. These are final words right before he departed the earth. So would you say this is important? Anything Jesus says is important. But this is a commander-in-chief giving orders to those that are about to be sent out. Up to this point, they are not apostles. They were disciples. An apostle just means a sent one. But when you're sent of God, it's extremely important. But notice here, they're about to see him go. And the angel said, this same Jesus will return. Then Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, say it with me, today and tomorrow, forever and ever and ever. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. So he's the same this morning as he was yesterday morning. And he'll be exactly the same tomorrow. He'll be just as good. Amen. And wonderful. But he hadn't changed his mind. Look at this now. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach. Glory to God. I like it. And preach the gospel, the good news, to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. These signs shall follow them apostles. No. No. Prophets. No. Well, I don't say no. These signs do follow them. If they're believers. These signs shall follow them that believe. Here's the key. In my name. In my name. Now, he immediately delegated power of attorney to the believer. Power of attorney to use his name. That is a legal term. In my name shall they cast out devils. Then don't you dare come to me and tell me that you pray and ask God to do something about the devil. That ended that right there. No, you do something about it. You're a believer and you have the name. And now you have the authority. They shall speak with new tongues. I heard a Spanish word. I didn't intend to say it, but I heard it anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You'll not be like a little puppy that knows not how to pray. You'll not be like you will not be helpless and unable to contact me, saith the Lord, because all you have to do is just yield to the Holy Spirit. Let me have your tongue, and I will rise up on the inside of you, and I will give you the utterance, and I will hear it, and I will answer it, and it will come to pass, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I don't speak in tongues. Well, that's your fault. Well, I'm just waiting for the Holy Spirit to speak through me. No, He doesn't do that. If He did, it wouldn't be by faith. No, the Bible very clearly says He will give you utterance. He'll give you the utterance, but it is your tongue. This is the most unruly thing about any human being. But you have to learn to yield it to the Spirit of God. Easiest thing you ever did in your life. The problem that most Christians have with it is religious teaching and so forth, or fear. Well, I might say the wrong thing. What would be wrong about it if God gave you the utterance? What would be wrong? Well, I don't know. What if the devil gave me something? Are you born again? Huh? What did I just get through telling you about the devil? No. What did Jesus just get through saying to you about the devil? You have authority over him. Shut him down. It's an all devil. This is for me. And I believe I receive it, thank God. And I'm going to do it right now. To please the Lord by faith. Amen. But now notice, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, there have been people that have misread that and play with snakes. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about that old serpent, the devil. Devils and scorpions, that refers to evil spirits, unclean devils that Jesus called them. Amen. Because it's in His name. Praise God. You know, amen is allowed in here. I know you get focused and you do need to breathe, though. While Now notice, they shall take up, so who? The believer shall take up serpents or evil spirits. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That is your authority to lay hands on the sick. It's wonderful to have a special anointing. This is a special anointing. It is the anointing of Jesus. That anointing is in His name. Jesus Himself said, "It is the Father within me. He does the works." Well, is the Father within you?
Yes.
Is the Father within you? If He's not, you need to accept Jesus right now as your Lord and Savior. And I'll show you in a moment how simple that is to do. Glory to God. So remember now, our focus all this week and probably most of next week, I'm not certain about that yet, but I have this for certain, that we're focusing on the absolute importance of teaching and preaching divine healing and divine health in any called ministry, or just as a believer, as I've said before. And I really want to make a point of this. Jesus didn't set ministries against sickness and disease. He set the church against it. Now, it's been said, I've heard it, I've had it said in my presence, well, Brother Copeland, you know, we just preach the new birth. Well, would you explain that to me? Well, we lead people to salvation. Oh, you're talking about get people saved. Yes, amen. Well, I mean, if I had to make a choice, which I don't, well, let me rephrase that. I've made the choice to follow Jesus. The new birth is the most important of the two because that's eternal. This physical body is temporary. But this physical body is extremely important. Now, I want to settle this with you right now, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to read Romans 10 to you in the BLB, the Blue Letter Bible. All of you have that app, I suppose. How many don't? You do now. It's free, but you do need to support it financially. The Blue Letter Bible. From the Blue Letter Bible, I'm going to read Romans 10. And I want to read you the definition of the Greek word sozo. Just to make this correct, let me read it out of the King James. The 9th verse, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or that Jesus is Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be sozoed, saved. Sozo, to save, keep safe and sound, to rescue from danger or destruction. A. One from injury or peril, to save a suffering one from perishing, suffering from disease, to make well, to heal, restore to health, to preserve one who is in danger of destruction, to save or rescue, to save in the technical biblical sense, to deliver from the penalties of messianic judgment, to save from the evils which obstruct the reception of the messianic deliverance. That's what you and I received when we got saved. I like to say it like this. That's what I received when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My rescuer. He rescued me from the peril of death and hell. He rescued me from sickness and disease. He rescued me from poverty. He rescued me and gave me eternal residence forever and ever and ever and ever with Him. Praise God. It's shouting time at KCBC this morning. Well, I don't know what we're going to do the rest of the time. I mean, there's my whole message right there. No, I just opened it up. Now then, let's go over here to the 10th chapter of Matthew. And we'll put this up on the screen. I want you to see some things about it so you can just fix your eyes upon it. We'll read it in the King James, and then we will go to the Classic Amplified. When he, Jesus, had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness. Now look at that. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Go ahead. Next verse. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. They were disciples until that moment. Then they became apostles. And he names them. All of that he sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans enter ye not. But rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and do what? Get them healed. Get them healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what just happened here? He ordained 12. What does ordination mean? To set apart. They were one way one day and another way the next. Suddenly, they had been introduced into the ministry of Jesus. At that point, all they knew was he is a prophet. We know he's a rabbi. Now, how did they know that? You could tell that by his clothes. He wore the clothes of a rabbi. When did he qualify to be a rabbi? Can anyone answer that for me? It's simple if you just think about it a little bit. Sir?
When the Father called him the Son and set him apart at the Jordan River?
That's when he was baptized and ordained. But when he was 12 years old, he sat among the doctors of the law, and they were astonished at him. And then he said, and I'm paraphrasing, what'd you get so upset about looking for me for? Don't you know I have to be about my Father's business? So he never did deviate from that track. He became subject to Joseph, and he just worked for his dad all the way up till he's 29 years old. Then, according to Levitical status, at 30 years old, that's when he was baptized in the Jordan. And that's when he entered into his ministry. The moment he entered into his ministry, the Spirit of God sent him to the desert. What had to happen before anything else? Why was he called? why did God send him here in the flesh in the first place? To undo what Adam did.
Yeah, that's right.
The Spirit of God sent him into the desert for 6 weeks to be tempted. And he settled the issue . Turn these stones into bread and eat. That was the first one. Now, since he wouldn't do that, that settled the Garden of Eden incident. But the devil kept pushing and pushing him. He tried him on three times, and it was more than the devil could take. So he left him for a better time, and it never did come. But he thought it did. And had the princes of this world known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. No. But they didn't know. They just thought they did. They fell in for a trap. Now listen to this. The death, now here's this is where, and those of you, as you particularly, you go into an area and you begin to preach this, you'll get some flack out of it, but that's good. Amen. He had to go the whole route. The death of his body was not sufficient. Now, I'm going to turn back here to Isaiah 53. And if you have a good cross-reference Bible, it'll teach you something right here. Now, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, or he bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, so forth. Now you come on down to the 9th verse, King James translation. Do you have a cross reference there? He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Do you have that in your Bible? Do you have a cross reference there? It says deaths, plural. Not just his body, but also his spirit. He had to get into hell and suffer there because he prophesied it for 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And that's where he defeated Satan. And we're out of time. Well, praise God. Glory to God. Amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Me grow a lot. Just in general, I feel like I have a deeper understanding of just the Bible, finding Jesus in every part of it.
I believe that they really want you to succeed. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to give you everything that you need to be successful in life. And I mean, it touches every area of your life.
You know, faith, you learn about walking in love, but all the other foundations of being a solid Christian, as well as the practical aspects.
I am so thankful that these are instructors that can hear Holy Spirit teach us what needs to be taught at that moment and just let Him do whatever He wants to do.
With full submersion in the Word, it gets in you and it changes the way you think about everything and how you see everything.
You're learning it on a different level. You're learning it where it's in your face. You're learning where they get to know you and your heart. You know, the teachers can see you, but also you have students who are next to you who are going through different things and can encourage you, and you can encourage them.
When we have to do a presentation as part of the class, everyone is supportive. Everyone seems to be getting along together. There's a great synergy here amongst all the students.
Once you walk on campus, you can feel the peace, you can feel the anointing, and you know this is it.
What better place to go than to Kenneth Copeland Bible College?
Take the next step. Apply today.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is more than just an education. It's a lifestyle of faith that changes you.
People from all different ages, races, and cultures came here for the same reason, to be intensely discipled in the word of faith and equipped for ministry.
They trained me with practical ministry opportunities to serve with excellence and teach others to do the same.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, I found faith, family, and my calling.
Take the next step. Apply today.
You're called by God to be an overcomer. When your life is operating on His word, you can't help but thrive. Believers should be the most powerful people on the planet, sharing God's healing and salvation everywhere they go. Learn how God has already called and empowered you to live like Jesus with Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Healing and Love, on MP3. Jesus said that His words are life. Get His word into your spirit by speaking it out in faith and let His love transform you. When you learn to walk in His love, you'll overcome sickness and disease every time. God is absolute life, so nothing to do with death can ever be in Him. He desires for you to prosper and be in health, spirit, soul, and body. In fact, God loves you so much, He made healing as much a part of your salvation in Christ as eternal life. Be transformed by the power of His word and become an agent of God's healing and love.
God anointed Jesus with power to heal the sick and walk in supernatural power because He operated in God's love. Find out more when you request Kenneth Copeland's audio series, Healing and Love. Receive your copy free on kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Thank you for being with us today. We'll be here tomorrow. So you need to be in class tomorrow, right here. Until then, remember this: God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.